Kindlers, this is Ty Cohen from KindleCashflow.com, and today I have an amazing guest. I've got someone that I think you guys are going to get a lot of value out of. You know, we just started talking maybe about 45 seconds ago, and I've already gotten like notes in my head that I'm going to apply from some of the stuff that he just shared with me, and it's not Kindle related. Well, yes, you can. If you're an author and you're trying to get more visibility and maybe do some interviews, I guess it is kind of Kindle related. But long story short, stay tuned because you're going to get a ton of value out of this. As usual, you guys know that we give away some cool gifts. So we give away like some Amazon gift cards and different denominations, 500 to, well, 25 to 500. That should go that way first. So, and we give away some nice Apple products. So here's an Apple Watch. We got some Apple AirPods here that my son's been trying to take away from me for the last couple of days. We've got a MacBook Air. This is a silver one. And I think this is the rose gold here. So how do you enter to win? Simply by going in, commenting, sharing, subscribing, or liking. So you get four ways to enter to win. And each of those actions that you take enters you one more additional time. It doesn't matter when you see this interview because we go in and we randomly select new winners every couple of weeks. So you can watch this interview like immediately after it's released and go in and comment, share, like, subscribe, and be entered to win. Or you can go in and watch it months from now, or hopefully years from now, if it's still around. We'll see what happens, and you'll still be entered to win. So enough of that. I want to bring our guest on. Dave, man, I'm lucky to have you here. I actually got Dave on short notice, and I'm usually pretty bad with doing this. I'll get an idea, and then I'll reach out to them. And then in most cases, most people say, yes, hey, I'm available. And luckily enough, here, we've got Dave here. So Dave Jessen from Kindlepreneur and Publisher Rocket. So before we jump into this, you've got like this really awesome software that makes it easier for Kindle publishers to publish great books. And you've been helping people forever do that, right? And I want to get to that shortly. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Dave? Who's Dave Jessen? And make sure that I've got your name pronounced right. Is it Jessen?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, awesome.
Yeah, sure. Well, I started off my high school life and everything thinking that I would never be an author. That's because I've always had dyslexia and English has been a really hard thing for me. So instead I went into physics and math and as far away from English as I could. I then joined the military. I was a commissioned officer in the Navy. I served on submarines, became a nuclear engineer, went down the path of becoming a military diplomat, specializing in China. However, though, my wife and I had this conversation that I think was really important, and she asked me, what was my goal? What did I want to be? And she's like, do you want to be an admiral? And I'm like, nope, definitely not. She's like, so what are you doing this for? And I had to really think about that, because the truth is I had spent so many years deployed on the other side of the world without my family. At that time, I was in Korea on a 2-year orders without my kids and wife. And when we really started thinking about that, we started looking at exactly what could we do then to get out of this 9-to-5, out of this whole background of traveling, because let's face it, with my background, if I took another job, it'd be another traveling job. And we started looking at opportunities on how to make money online. And because I was in Korea, I couldn't set up a brick and mortar shop. I could not go and I couldn't have a business that required me to be around during US times to answer questions. I needed something that I could build, let it sit, and then have something else help sell for me. And so that's when I really started to discover about Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing. More importantly, I realized that someone like me, who was not Ernest Hemingway, but was really, knowledgeable in certain sectors, really had a story to be able to tell, I understood that in order for my voice to be able to be heard, I needed to understand Amazon. I need to understand what and why Amazon chooses one book over another. If I could get my books in front of the Amazon shoppers over others, I should be able to make sales so long as I have written a good book, created a good cover, and written a description that converts. So I started to really use my analytical background to understand Amazon, what makes it tick, what makes it choose to push one over the other, and that's really where I started my website, Kindlepreneur, which is, book marketing analytics. And ultimately, I used to have all these spreadsheets that helped me to figure these things out, to understand what keywords people type in, how many times somebody types in that keyword, where there are opportunities in the business. But the problem with Excel sheets is authors are usually not Excel fans, and you know, using tables and graphs and calculations. So I compiled all that into a program called Publisher Rocket. Back in the day, it used to be called KDP Rocket, but now we're beyond just Kindle, and we do other markets as well. And yeah, and that's what brought me here. And I was able to make more than enough money from my books to be able to leave the military. And I am now full-time at home here in Nashville, Tennessee, with my family. And so I was very fortunate to be able to kiss my kids as they went out the door to go to school, and I'll be there to pick them up. Probably one of the only dads in the pickup line, you know, at 2:30 p.m. But I'm really happy to be able to be there for them. So that's it in a nutshell.
Man, that is a beautiful, that's a beautiful story. How old are your kids, Dave?
Well, I have a 20-year-old. I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Oh, you look like you're 20-something there, which is
yeah. I get that a lot. We have a lot of fun where I'll go. She actually plays softball for Lehigh University, and I'll go to the games, and sometimes people mistake me not as her dad. And it's, you know, I think it's happened enough now that we chuckle about it. But the first couple of times, it was a little bit embarrassing. So
That's very cool. So yeah,
she's an amazing kid.
So you've got a 21-year-old, and then you have I didn't catch the other.
An 8-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Okay. All right. So, and the reason why I'm asking, you're probably wondering, your kids are now at that age where they are about to go into field trips. If they haven't started already, they probably have. I've got 4 kids. So I have a 21-year-old, a 22-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 13-year-old, right? So one of the coolest things was being able to go on the field trips with my kids and be the only dad that's there, right? Mm-hmm. It, like, in the middle of the day, right, 11 o'clock, and you've got all the moms, and I'm, like, the only dad, and, you know, and, like, that was a feeling that I remember to this day and with so much gratitude. And I can tell that when you just spoke about dropping your kids off or kissing them, right, goodbye, and then picking them up at 2:30, that's very important for you too, right? Outside of being able to make money with Kindle Publishing, outside of everything else that you've done, like, it's those small little things that are super, super important. And I think that it's easy to take it for granted because we get so used to it, and we forget that, like, 95% of the population does not have that luxury of being able to do that. So,
right.
Kudos to you, man. That is really cool.
I would say one could take it a step further. I think that when you're on the Kindle journey, or just self-publishing, or online marketing, or just side hustle, the biggest part was that I wasn't doing this just to make some money on the side. I wasn't doing this as a hobby. For me, this was going to be my way to be home with my kids, and that was more powerful than a little bit of cash. That was more powerful to me than any other motivation possible. And so because that real motivation existed, that's what made me get up at 4 a.m. every morning, even though I had to still do my Navy job, you know, and work from 4 till 7:30. And I would even punish myself that if I didn't get up at 4, I couldn't drink coffee for the day, you know, very self-masochistic, but I had to get results. And I think that one of the biggest things for people is that they get into it and they dabble. It's kind of like, you know, sticking your toe in the water and seeing if the water's cool or hot or whatever. For me, I just kind of jumped in and I was like, I'm going to sink or swim. I'm going to figure this out because my children kind of depend on it, and I'd miss way too many birthdays. And so when you have that real motivation and you know that you're going to do it, you will find ways. And I think that's one of the biggest separators between a lot of authors that really succeed and others who kind of succeed.
Yeah. I think that's beautiful, man. You're so on track. You know, Tony Robbins talks about that. He says, when you want to be part of something, you have to totally immerse yourself in it, right? It's like, and I kind of liken it to, you know, being back in high school, which for you was maybe about 2 years ago. And I'm just joking here. When you first got attracted to that young lady or that young man, right? And like, that's all you could think about. Right? Like, you thought about them day or night. You have to be passionate about the things that you were going after in that same manner. And for you, which was really cool to hear this, is that you're getting up at 4 o'clock, or you're starting at 4, 4:30, right? And you're putting in that time that you had between that, you know, waking period, and then going in to really work your quote unquote 9 to 5. And then taking it even further, right? So you had this attachment, your children, and that was your why. And then being able to say, okay, well, I'm not going to do X, X meaning drink coffee until I'm disciplined enough to finish that. That right there, just those two things, having a why and then saying, I'm going to be focused and not go outside of this until I finish, is really what separates a lot of people. And if people understood that, right, man, you could literally do almost anything. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's really cool. How did you get to that point? Like, because that's not something that, I think that's something that comes natural to a lot of us, right? We don't pick up on that. Were you into personal development? Was it because of your military background that you were able to understand the importance of those two things?
Yeah, I'd have to say the military was a big part of it. You know, the discipline to be able to set a goal and then figure out how to make sure it becomes a habit. I think those are really two important aspects of it. But I've kind of been somebody who, like, I'm a checklist kind of guy. I'm the kind of guy where I write my checklist for the day, and then if I end up doing something extra, I'll write it on the checklist just so I can check it off. I really like to plan things out, and I like to know that each day I accomplished, that's past tense, these things, and I feel great about it. So there's a little bit of my inherent nature in that respect, but I think a lot of it was discipline. But even more so, like I said, it was the, if I want to do X, I need to do Y. And by understanding that X and Y, I think that was key to making me not hit the snooze alarm. That was key to me not buckling under my own pressure of, if you don't get up, you don't get coffee for the day, and that sort of thing.
That's just very smart, very smart. So one of the things that I always tell people is that, listen, the way that you do anything is the way that you do everything, right? So meaning that if you're disciplined in this area, chances are you're also going to be disciplined in other areas. So if you're disciplined in the way that you commit to sitting down to write, if you're an author, right, and you're spending an hour to write every single day, you're probably going to be disciplined in your workout habits, right? Right before this interview, we were going back and forth on Facebook Messenger, and you said, hey, I just finished working out. You know, I'm going to jump in the shower really quickly before we start this thing. Do you find the same? Like, does your discipline help you in other areas of your life?
Well, I think making sure that you have a balanced lifestyle is incredibly important. You know, I've heard kind of the spokes of life, they call it, where when the spokes are equal, then the wheels turn and life moves very well without bumps. And those things include family, friends, finances, career, love, you know, faith, and health. And when you have these things, when you're implementing those, I feel like your mind and body is more balanced. So it's important to try to schedule and organize something of that magnitude. For me, I do green smoothies every morning and every night. That's also because my 8-year-old has juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And so to be able to combat that, she actually has a vegan, no oil. It's a very strict diet, but it's allowed her to not have to take drugs, and she's felt symptom free, and she looks great. And so we all stay on that diet. So it's been really helpful. So again, there's just a lot of components to it. Just making sure that you're very intentional with your time, I think, is important. I could go to the gym for 2 hours and maybe only get like a little bit of a workout, but if I spend 45 minutes and I'm devoted to what I'm doing, I'm going to get way more out of it than I would 2 hours sitting around. Same thing, you know, with family. We could sit at the table. I could be in the kitchen for 2 hours, but am I being intentional with my family? And, you know, am I asking them questions? Am I talking to them? Last night we played a board game instead of, you know, them watching a movie. That's more intentional, and you'll get more out of it. Even if it's just 15 minutes, that's greater than 2 hours. Same thing with work. If you come here and you start to, you know, okay, 4 a.m. to 7:30 a.m., I'm going to work on my book. Oh, look. Facebook. Hey, that message, you know, let me take care of that. Ooh, an email came in. Notice that you're not intentional with what you're doing. So a lot of people say that they can't fit all the things in life. And I get that. And there are some cases that's probably very true. But for most people out there, it's because you're not being intentional with the time you're given. And that's causing you to not be able to develop in the areas you truly want to develop in.
Yeah, very, very smart.
That intention, man, and just being present, right? Just being present.
Absolutely.
What you're doing, as you talked about, just being involved with the board games, right? Just playing board games with your kids. And I noticed this too, because my 13-year-old is a board game fanatic. Right, she can play all day, and we're there, and I have to look at it. You know, Jim Rohn talks about, the late Jim Rohn, he used to say that when you look at things as a certain number of times, right? So you picking up your kids today, you only have a certain number of times that you're going to be able to do that, right? At the ages that they are right now, there's going to be a period where that stops. Right, they'll either start taking a bus, or they'll be done with school, or whatever. So realizing that, hey, listen, I only have like 60 more times to be able to do this, or whatever that number is, and cherishing those as you count those down. And there's no definite number, right? We don't know. But just realizing that it's a limited number of times that you're able to do almost anything. So really understanding that and being intentional with it and being present with it is a beautiful thing. I think that also helps us to get so much more done in the day. And when I say done, I'm not just talking about doing the mechanical stuff, but done, as you say, being present and just and intentional with everything that you're doing in your life as much as possible. It's really cool. Right? So I saw this really cool, on your YouTube channel, I saw a two-step video studio and desk setup that you have, right? And I was really intrigued by that, even more than the Kindle publishing stuff. Because I don't consider myself to be really technical. Have you always been someone that, do you consider yourself to be technical or that understands the mechanics of just technology? Or is this something that you've done just to make things easier for yourself?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to answer that because I would say there's some components where I'm very technical and some components I'm, you know, not at all. For example, my family will not let me touch a car. I'm auto mechanic. No, not there. There's a story that I was in high school once and I was working with somebody and we were doing auto shop and I hand tightened the nuts on the wheel. The guy thought that I had actually use the whatchamacallit to actually turn it on. Anyways, kind of find out my wheels popped off while I was driving. So, you know,
good.
But, you know, on the other hand, I was a nuclear engineer. When it comes to electrical, I'm pretty good. When it comes to, you know, I was a physics major, math guy. When it comes to cameras, there's way too much terminology. I have no idea. I'm like, that looks good. What does that do? You know, but what I do know about myself, though, is I'm a creature of certain comforts. So for me, in order to be intentional in my writing or intentional in video making or intentional, I need to set myself up for the right situation. So for example, for writing, I actually do Facebook block. I can't see news feeds. That way I don't get into that scroll thing when I'm looking.
I'm sorry, step back. You said you actually do Facebook, say that again?
News feed block. It's a Chrome app that you can download that's free. That just blocks the newsfeed. That's it. So you can't see what people post, but you can still get updates. You can still post yourself. You can still send messages. I found that I was losing so much time than just scrolling. I'd get caught in social media. I deleted the Facebook app off my phone. I deleted Instagram off my phone. I know it's a bummer, but I just kept finding myself getting stuck into those things. And they were eating up a lot of time. I also set up that my office is away from where the kids run around because that way they can't run into my office. The point though is that I really like to set things up so that I can be intentional with my time. When I go upstairs at the end of the day, which is where the kitchen's actually right up there, when I go upstairs for the end of the day, I leave my phone down here because there's no reason. Like, there's not going to be any call that I'm going to get from someone that needs to happen. I do have a iPhone watch or iWatch. And that will help me to see if there's something important, like if something really important, but I'm never on my phone when I'm around my kids. And that's really key. When it comes to YouTube video, as we were kind of saying before this video is, look, if I had to set up, every time I go to create a video, I'd have to set up all this stuff, camera lights, you know, et cetera, and then film it. I probably wouldn't do it, you know, because that's just too much. So I sat down and I figured out how to set up my camera system where it's all attached to my desk. And I just raise the desk up, turn it on, turn on the lights, and hit record. And then I can record video that I feel comfortable with And yeah, so again, I think it's really looking at your ecosystem, your situation, and trying to find ways to be more conducive so you can be more intentional.
Yeah, so making it easier to, you know, it's similar to, I have a condition called sickle cell anemia, right? Which is a blood disorder. And one of the things that helps people with sickle cell anemia is making sure that we stay hydrated. So what do I have in my bathroom? On my bathroom counter, I've got bottles of water, right? On my nightstand counter, I've got bottles of water. So as soon as I, or before I go to sleep at night, I can take a sip of water. When I get up in the morning, I can refresh myself, hydrate myself by making sure that I take a sip of water. You know, I keep my goals sheet on my nightstand so I can review my goals at night. I keep my dumbbells in the bathroom, on my side of the bathroom, so that I can get a quick workout. And then we set up a workout room that's on the same level as our master bedroom so that I can simply just walk up the hall and work out, right? So it's all about setting it up. Now, everyone's not going to be able to do that, right? But everyone can put dumbbells by their counter or by in your bedroom, right, by the floor. So making it easier for you to be more productive and to get the things done that you need to get done.
Hey, Ty Collin here, and I got a free gift for you. It's a new copy of my latest book, Kindle Publishing Secrets Volume 1, and I want to give it to you for free. So let me explain what's in this book. So for the last 12 years, I've done nothing but publish content on Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing platform, and it's allowed me to literally create an amazing life, right? Creating content that becomes a new income stream with each new piece of content that you publish. With each new piece of content you publish, it turning into a passive recurring revenue stream. And, you know, it's stuff that you don't have to write yourself. Now, the beautiful part about this is if you are a writer, then you can go in and create your own content using the traditional means that you're used to. But if you're not a writer, then you go in and outsource it. So I put everything that I've discovered over the last 12 years of creating Kindle books and publishing Kindle books and creating a virtual Kindle publishing empire into this one book. And I want to give it to you for free. So here's how you're going to get your copy. Just by going to www.kindlecashflow.com/3steps. That's right, kindlecashflow.com/3steps, and you'll get your free book, right? So now here's the catch. I'm only giving this out to a certain number of people. We're going to give away a couple hundred copies, and then after that, it's gone. So if you want to get one of these books that actually has the secret to everything that I've done over the last decade to build up a massive Kindle publishing empire, you can go in and get it right now for free and ahead of everyone else, right? This is going to be available for sale pretty soon. I'll probably make it available for sale for about $100 a copy, because it's that rare and that's that limited. But right now, you can get it for free by going to kindlecashflow.com/3steps, all lowercase. kindlecashflow.com/3steps, all lowercase. And I'll see you on the inside. And I'll see you living a passive, recurring revenue life as well.